Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Oh my God! Take my picture!
In this musty airport?
Under the side! Come on! Oh, wait, let me see it.
Allie, come on. We're not even at baggage claim. They're probably waiting on us. Did you just take a picture of baggage claim?
I just took a picture of baggage claim in Los Angeles! Ah! I just can't believe we're really here! I mean, LA, baby!
I cannot believe that you did this.
Are we not past this? We are in the greatest city in the world! Sunshine and movie stars, baby! The city of dreams!
The city of your dreams?
I am sorry that I submitted you to the contest without asking you. But it worked out. You won. We're on a free vacation together without our parents, and we're going to visit the set of our favorite TV show, and you are going to have dinner with the creator of that show. This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance, and I am not going to let you panic your way through the whole thing like you always do. You're going to man up and enjoy what's right in front of you, okay? Just and try to enjoy your life for once, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Enjoy my life. Okay.
Perfect! Now let's go find our limo!
Tandon Productions presents That Vampire Show, Episode 3, Strong Female Lead.
Why did you bring so much stuff? We're literally only here for 3 days.
I have to have options. What if they ask us to do a walk-on while we're on set?
What's a walk-on?
You know, they're like, we need some cool teenage girls to really round up the scene, but man, we don't have any cool teenage girls. But then, gosh, those two cool girls are standing right here. Why don't we just have them work on set?
They're not going to do that.
You never know, Kat. It's Hollywood. Anything can happen.
Sorry. Were you girls waiting long? We ran 10 minutes over on set, and LAX is my least favorite place on this earth. You would think they'd have a better protocol for getting a stretch limo through arrivals, but here we are. Hi, I'm Mina. We talked on the phone?
Right. Hi. I'm Kat. This is my friend, Allie.
Is Allie moving to LA?
New York, actually, in roughly 39 weeks. But LA after.
Allie just has a hard time parting with her wardrobe. It's like a security blanket.
You'll fit right in here, then.
Oh my God, is he like paparazzi?
Why would a paparazzi be taking pictures of us?
That's Grayson. He's from PR. He'll be your quiet shadow this weekend. Pictures for social media, marketing, things like that.
Oh, cool.
So cool.
Let's get you girls loaded up, okay? Okay, let's get you to your hotel. How was your flight?
I am pretty sure Leonardo DiCaprio was on it.
Leonardo DiCaprio was not flying coach from Philly, Allie.
Explain the jawline, Kat. Explain the jawline.
Okay, I know I ran you through most of this on the phone, but I am so, so excited that you guys are here. Warren is losing his mind without me today, but I wanted you guys to get the full Bloodlines experience. And the only way to do that is to spend time with the person who keeps the show running. Me. This whole thing was put together by PR, so obviously there's a schedule they want to keep you on, Kat, but I tried to add in as much fun stuff as I could.
Schedule? What do they want me to do?
Oh, you know, the usual. We'll get you guys checked into your hotel room, let you spruce up, then take you over to the studio to sign some quick paperwork. The hair and makeup team will be around, so we're going to have them show you how the vampire transformation works.
Whoa, no way. Can we take pictures?
As many as your heart desires. Grayson and the social media team will probably take hundreds.
Oh, good.
And then later tonight, we're filming out in the woods. It's a night shoot, which are usually the worst, but this one is going to be fun, so Warren suggested you guys come along and watch filming.
Oh man, Kat, we are going to be on location!
I know!
Was that a hint of excitement I detected?
Shut up. Tomorrow's a late call, so that's where we're squeezing in Kat's interviews.
Interviews?
Yeah, we'll tape you for the after show behind the screams. I think they want to have you on the network podcast and a few quick videos profiling you as the winner of the contest for social media. Don't worry, you'll still have time to meet Warren. I've got you guys booked for dinner tomorrow night. And then you guys are on the red eye back the following day, so we'll let you hang around set and maybe snap some more pictures then.
Oh my God, Kat, you're going to be on TV! Oh my God.
I know. This is going to be so much fun. And honestly, you're going to love Warren.
Really?
Sure. Everyone does.
Sorry, lost track of time.
Oh, you look terrible. Have you slept?
Was up working on those rewrites for the mid-season finale. Did you get a chance to review?
I did.
And? What do you think?
I don't hate it.
That's great, Lucy.
You've never really liked writing women, have you?
Excuse me?
Sorry, I didn't mean to be so blunt. It's just... Do you want me to be honest with you, Warren?
Only if it's what I want to hear.
When I signed on to this show, my agent told me it was a chance to do something that empowered young women and play an unforgettable female lead. And I didn't really ask a lot of questions, honestly. It was my first big gig, the vampire thing seemed fun, and I wasn't going to pass up a chance to be number one on the call sheet, no matter what the material was.
Please don't let this be the part where you tell me you don't want to do this anymore.
This is the part where I tell you I don't think you really cared much about empowering women with the show.
Bex is a total badass. You take out guys three times your size every episode. Bex is strong, she's harsh, she's...
Every teenage boy's wet dream. Bex is what men think a strong female character looks like, not what women need to see.
What's the difference?
The fact that you have to ask says a lot, don't you think?
There are women in the writer's room. We have women direct.
Sure. But have you ever wondered why all the teenage girls who watch our show are obsessed with Luther?
Because Cam has an 8-pack and those little V lines that go into his jeans?
Because Luther has dimensions. He's lonely. He's an outsider. He's misunderstood. He's selfish.
Oh, he's evil. Bex is good.
You really think teenage girls see themselves as fundamentally good all the time?
I don't know. They seem good to me. What?
I hadn't been certain you didn't lose your virginity in high school until right now. Look, Warren, teenage girls are some of the worst people on earth. They're mean, they're manipulative, they're messy, they're trying to figure out how to survive a crushing wave of self-consciousness and find some self-worth while everyone tries to tell them they can solve their problems with an expensive moisturizer or lip gloss or detox tea.
And Bex?
Isn't.
You're saying you don't think Bex is interesting.
I'm saying I don't think Bex is that complicated. She's altruistic. She believes in the greater good. She's uninterested in teenage girl things like dating and prom. She resents Callum for wanting normalcy. She's an action hero, and that's fine. That's great. I have so much fun fake punching Cameron and the other baddies and perfecting my spinning high kick.
Sensing a but coming on?
But? I've never agreed that Bex is the type of strong female character teenage girls need. Seeing a woman kick ass is great, don't get me wrong. But I think these changes, they give us a chance to make Bex complicated. They give her a chance to fight for herself instead of everyone else. It just depends on what you're going to do next.
I want to do something different, Lucy. We've been so stagnant.
This is big. All I'm saying is, if you're gonna do this, make sure you can defend it. People are going to watch what you do next, and if it's wrong...
You know I hate it when you pause for dramatic effect. Just say what you want to say.
If you're wrong, they're going to eat you alive.
And after that, you've got dinner with your mother and the president of Argentina.
Right, sure. I'll be there.
Warren, you're not listening.
Sure I am.
Who did I just say you were having dinner with?
My mother and the president of... Oh. Okay, to be fair, I was listening. I just wasn't retaining.
What is going on with you?
Have you seen Cam? I haven't heard from him since the table read of the new draft.
You saw him yesterday.
Yeah, here, at work. He keeps making excuses to leave as soon as we wrap.
Have you tried asking him what's up?
Wait, there he is. Cam! Hold this, I'll be right back. Cam, dude, slow down.
What's up, man? I'm kind of in a rush.
I just wanted to check in on you before tonight. You haven't talked to me about the changes yet.
They're fine. I've got the lines down.
Well, sure, but it's a little intense.
Warren, seriously, it's fine, but I really am running late, okay? The contest winner is heading to makeup, and I don't want them waiting on me.
That's what you're worried about? The fan fiction contest winner?
This show means a lot to people, man. Why do you think I go to those conventions you refuse to go to?
Because they pay you?
Because kids save up all year and beg their parents to drive them to 3 days of standing in line to get a chance to see a part of our show up close. It's like... You know, Michael Jordan didn't skip games because at every arena, it was someone's only chance to see Michael Jordan play. I get to give people that experience.
Okay, yeah, okay. So, if you're Michael Jordan, what does that make me?
Dennis Rodman. Look, I gotta go.
Oh my god, your faces! Wow, I haven't been able to scare anyone like that since my first season.
Holy shit! You're Cameron Jones!
That's me. You must be Kat. I really liked your submission.
You did?
I'm not Kat!
Oh, sorry. It's nice to meet you, Kat. Your story really shook things up here.
That doesn't sound good.
Trust me, it is. Come on, come sit. The makeup wizards here are going to transform you into one of us.
I'm not going to put you in full transformation. That process takes hours, and even Cam doesn't enjoy it.
It's true. They pay me to pretend I do.
So we're just going to do a half transformation like in Season 3, Episode 6.
When Luther just flashes enough to get them into that underground club?
Exactly. We'll sharpen your cheekbones, get you to look a little paler, and get you some fangs.
Oh, this is sick!
The prosthetics might feel a little weird on your cheeks at first, but I promise they peel right off.
That's what he tells everyone. You're going to be finding little rubber bits in your clothes for ages.
Tilt your head up for me, Kat.
So, I loved your story, Kat.
Oh, I didn't realize everyone was going to read it.
Warren gave it to me after he read it. He was pretty surprised by it.
Really?
I don't think he realized how much people connected with Luther. He's kind of the villain, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah, sure.
Ooh, here we go.
I didn't say anything.
What am I missing here?
Kat has written literal dissertations on her blog about why Luther is just misunderstood. If you use the V word again, you're going to be in for one of her famous speeches.
They are not dissertations.
Oh, this I have to hear.
I don't have a speech.
Give me the highlights.
Go on, Kat. If you won't, I will. I'm sure I could recite it from memory at this point.
Fine. God, this is so embarrassing. It's just that everyone wants to say things are between good and evil, right? Bex and Callum are heroes, Luther's a villain.
Sure.
I just think people are a little more complicated than that, is all.
But Luther's not a person. He's a vampire. Like, you know, blood-sucking, killed a ton of people in the last century.
Okay, sure, but he's also saved people, right? And I don't think people realize how awful it is to be alone or not have anyone really understand who you are or what you are, right? And, like, being lonely is bad enough, but Luther's been alone for over 100 years.
You don't think working as a contract killer makes him bad? They brought him to Baker expressly to kill Bex and Callum.
I think if people tell you who you are for long enough, you start to believe it, whether it's true or not. And if everyone's been telling Luther that he's, you know, evil incarnate for the past 100 years, of course he might start to be a little evil.
Mm-hmm. And it would explain the ridiculous leather jacket they would make you wear no matter the weather.
Exactly. Playing a part, trying to fit in.
But why not rebel? Play the good guy.
Why would he when no one believes he can be? And I mean, I think you're forgetting all the good stuff he has done. Remember when Callum ditched Bex for the prom and Luther comes across her, totally prone and vulnerable, and instead of killing her, which, like, he totally could have, let's be real, he helps her take out that giant troll that was descending on the prom venue. And when he kidnapped Bex, I mean, sure, he was using her as bait, but...
Here it comes.
They had some really nice moments, okay? And Bex knew it.
Why do you think she keeps accepting his help?
Okay, say I take your side. Say Luther's more human than we give him credit for, and that good and evil are more shades of gray than black and white. There's still the tiny little thing about him sucking people's blood.
Yeah, to stay alive. Doesn't everyone do a few questionable things from time to time to survive?
There's some things you can't come back from, though. I think.
Are you saying you think Luther is the villain?
As an actor, I really try to play all sides, you know? I don't think I could play Luther properly if I really believed he was a bad guy, because that would mean Luther believed he was a bad guy. My truth has to be Luther's truth, not moral truths. Does that make sense?
Totally.
But that's what I'm saying. Luther doesn't truly believe he's a bad guy, right? And what makes someone a good guy?
What if he...
Okay, I think we're all set. Let's just pop these in, put these right on your incisors, and they'll stick right on. Perfect!
How do I look?
Holy shit.
Like you belong here.
Oh, cool. What were you saying before?
It's... nothing. You're right. I don't think Luther's the villain. Here. Allie, will you get a photo of us together? Being the resident lonely vamp means there's never anyone going through the makeup dance with me.
Sure. Kat, you have to, like, pose. I can't even tell you have fangs on in this.
Here, we'll do something dumb.
Open your mouth like this and make your hands look like a claw.
Okay.
That's great!
Bigger, though.
It helps if you growl.
Okay.
Oh my god, Kat, get into it.
Here, I'll do it too. Allie, count us down.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Oh man, these are so good.
These are great. Do you mind if I post one?
Oh,
you
sure,
have to tag us. Here, I'll put in our handles.
Thanks.
Wow. Someone called Luther's Baby 666 wants to follow me?
Oh, yeah. You might get a few of those.
Oh my god, Kat, you're blowing up.
@LeatherLuther99, @CamsAbsForWorldPeace, @LutherCouldChokeMe. Oh god.
Okay, I do not understand the violence, actually, but it seems like it's meant to be a positive. But, someone did ask me to step directly on their chest until they passed out and died, ascending directly to hell yesterday.
Ooh, let's go say hi.
Al, he's working.
He's just running lines. Come on.
Hey, Cameron!
Oh, hey. How was the rest of your day?
Amazing. I still can't believe we're here.
Are you okay?
Me? Yeah, sorry. This scene is a little tough tonight.
Hey, Kat?
Yeah. Oh my god.
I'm Warren. I'm sorry we didn't have time to meet today.
No, that's okay. I can't imagine how busy you are.
Well, I'm thrilled to meet you. I thought you might want to watch filming behind the monitor with me tonight.
Really? I don't want to be in the way or anything.
Not at all. Come on over.
You don't mind, do you?
No way! Go! I'll steal Cameron's chair once he goes to film and pretend I'm a big star.
Oh, yeah. It's all yours.
Okay! It's, it is such an honor to meet you, Mr. Young.
Oh, God, please call me Warren. Congratulations on winning, by the way. We are all really excited to have you here.
Thank you for, picking my story. Cameron said you liked it a lot.
Did he?
He said you shared it with him?
I did. It really made me think.
Really?
Yeah. Here, take a seat. We've got a few minutes while they get everyone to their places.
Oh, thanks.
Can I tell you something I hope you won't take the wrong way?
Okay.
When they brought up the idea of the fan fiction contest, I was really against it.
You were?
To be completely honest with you, I don't really understand the fan fiction thing. It's just, there's already a whole show written for you, you know?
Oh, sure.
But your story, the way you wrote about Luther, it really helped me see what I've been doing wrong with the show all this time.
Wrong?
Yes. Look, I'll be the first one to say that I should know everything about everyone on this show better than I know myself. But with our schedule, we're here half the year, and the other half, I'm thinking about everything we have to do to come back. Everything happens so fast that I haven't stopped to see what the fans think about the show, how they see the characters. I didn't realize anyone saw Luther the way you do.
Oh, I mean, it was just a few thousand words.
But you really got your point of view across, you know? I felt like I knew exactly how you felt about Luther and who he is. And I realized that I needed to sit down and really figure out what I am putting out there. Cut through all the noise and leather and find the heart of Luther. You helped me see that I really needed to take a moment and recenter.
Oh, God, sorry. This is a lot for me. Your show, it really means the world to me, Mr. Young. Warren. It's just sort of, I should have practiced this. Bloodlines has helped me get through a lot in my life, you know? I'm glad you liked my story, but I wouldn't have started writing anything at all if it weren't for Luther, so I guess I just mean, you know, thank you. Thanks.
Oh, sure, yeah. I'm glad you like the show.
Warren, they're ready to start?
Cool, yeah. Let's get started. Here. These will let you hear what our sound guy hears, and if you watch on this monitor here, you'll see what the camera sees. Obviously, without the special effects and all that, but you know, movie magic and everything.
Sure, okay.
Bloodline, Season 5, Episode 13, Scene 20. Take one.
Calm down. You've just got a spot of blood on your forehead.
You think you're the best one to handle that?
They call it temptation for a reason, darling.
Do you really think this will work?
He'll come.
I don't think I know what he'll do anymore. It's not even him, really.
Take it from your friendly neighborhood vampire. I know a thing or two about being possessed.
Well, are you gonna tell me that he's fine under it all and everything's gonna be okay?
What good would pretty lies do you?
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Underneath it all, we're still holding on to the smallest shred of our humanity. Callum is, too. It's just about which demon he'll let win.
Don't you mean human?
Come now. You've been around enough humans and demons to know that there's rarely much of a difference.
Ah, time to rumble.
Rumble? Really?
I'm over a century old, Bex. You'll have to stop harping on my slang.
Should I leave the two of you alone? Come back once you've decided who's on top?
So definitely still possessed, huh? My brother would never even suggest something like that.
Come on, Bex. You know me. And I know you.
You're not my brother.
Oh, aren't I?
I certainly look like him.
And I know everything he knows. Remember when we were kids and we saw Mom and Dad come home after a hunt?
And Mom tried to convince you that the cut on Dad's arm wasn't a big deal.
Regurgitated memories don't mean anything.
No? So you've told other people the things you've told Callum?
Callum, I know you can hear me.
Have you told anyone else about the way you ripped him out of his normal, safe life last year?
Callum?
And what about the things he never told you, Bex? Did you know he had a girlfriend back at university? That he had to lie to her about the nightmares he had every night.
Callum, please.
You know he has nightmares, don't you? Terrible ones. Oh, I thought maybe they'd be about you dying, but you know what? They're all about him dying. Alone. Young. Slowly. And in every dream, you stand unscathed. You keep fighting. A pentagram. What exactly do you think this is?
You know, I should have known something was up with Callum when he started to have a taste for 18th century art. But it did help us narrow down a few things. Thanks for that.
Oh, Bex, trusting a vampire? Callum will be so disappointed!
Ishman Kiran Rish.
Callum!
That was too easy. He might still be dangerous.
He's about to pass out.
Bex, are you... Did I?
Bex, I'll go first.
He's my brother.
And I'm a vampire. Which one of us has a better chance of taking on a demon without killing ourselves?
Fine. Callum, that's you, right?
Oh my God. Bex, all those people, I killed all those people?
No, that wasn't you.
Come on, let me look in your eyes. That's you then? No trace of the nasty little beastie that's been causing us all of this trouble?
Take your hands off me, Luther.
That's our boy. Let's get you on your feet.
Bex, you have to believe me. But he said I would never...
It's okay.
No, Bex, you have to know that I love...
God, you two can really go on, can't you?
Callum!
Oh, don't look so surprised, Bex. I did warn you. I prefer to play with my food. Cut!
Holy shit.
This episode was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Lauren Grace Thompson as Kat, Alex Bankier as Warren, Gabrielle Adner as Allie, Megan Carter as Mina, Dallas Seeker as Cameron and Luther, Castroline Villar as Lucy and Bex, and Connor Branigan as the makeup artist and Slate. Our casting assistant is Kim Roth, and our sound design is by Alexandra Tandon, with additional sound design assistance from Newton Shottlecotty. Remember, our show takes place not just on our feed, but on the internet as well. So if you want to check out that additional story content between episodes, be sure to visit our website at tandonproductions.com and follow us at That Vamp Show on social media for all updates. New episodes are out on Tuesdays.